A Haynes bear mauling victim was attacked by a brown bear sow, and the finalists in the Haynes police chief and manager search are chosen. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. A man who was injured in a bear mauling near Haynes early this week was attacked by a brown bear sow with at least one cub. That's according to Alaska Fish and Game biologist Stephanie Sell, who is tasked with gathering information about the incident.
We suspect that this was kind of a surprise situation, and the sow was acting defensively.
University of Alaska Assistant Professor Forrest Wagner was leading a five-day mountaineering trip on Mount Emmerich when he encountered the bear. Wagner was medevaced to Providence Hospital in Anchorage, where he was in serious condition as of Wednesday morning. The nine students and two teaching assistants with him were not harmed. Sell says she will wait to talk to the students until they are ready. Much of her information now comes from the local wildlife trooper. Sell's goal is to figure out what happened to see what can be learned to try to prevent future attacks.
We just want to learn what happened. Was there anything that triggered it? They were in a remote location, and it's really good denning habitat. So, that kind of just adds to the factor that they were probably close to areas where sows would be with cubs. I do suspect that it was just kind of a surprise event where Mr. Wagner was hiking up above the group and the bear surprised him and he surprised the bear.
Sell says she has not talked to Wagner, but he has confirmed that it was a brown bear. Sell says her understanding is that nobody else saw the attack. She says as Wagner was being evacuated from the mountain, the students heard a cub bawling, and the risk of the sow returning was at least partly why the whole group was evacuated by helicopter. Wagner has worked as an outdoors studies instructor at UAS for about a decade, teaching courses such as mountaineering, backcountry navigation and travel, and outdoor leadership. Hoonah's current police chief, a University of Michigan police sergeant, and a longtime Wisconsin police sergeant are finalists in the search for Haynes' next chief of police. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan chose the finalists with input from the Public Safety Commission. Current Haynes police officer Brayton Long, who applied for the police chief job, was not shortlisted at a Tuesday Public Safety Commission meeting. Manager Ryan chose the three men from a pool of 10 interviewed and presented by Richard Firstman. The borough assembly hired Firstman to conduct the search for police chief and borough manager.
I always thought of this as a major organ transplant, like a heart transplant, where if you don't have the right match, you're going to get rejection.
There was a mix of reactions from Public Safety Commission members. Jim Stanford said he favored candidates who have small town experience.
The person that needs to be in this position needs to be able to operate within the fishbowl, probably without a huge support structure, just a few officers.
Bob Dewis said he was disappointed and was hoping to see more community policing experience. Current interim police chief Josh Dryden, who did not apply for the job, echoed Dewis's concern.
I think on a lot of these, they don't qualify because they don't have the small town. They don't have the real on-the-ground police work. I feel that I'm going to have to go in and retrain the majority of these people to actually go out there and go to a call with me. And we don't have the time.
The commission quickly agreed on four candidates to recommend to the manager. They were Hoonah Police Chief William Dave McKillican, Wisconsin Sergeant Timothy O'Neill, former Washington Police Chief Gerald Ed Casey, and former Massachusetts Police Chief Christian Podody. Manager Ryan agreed with the first two, McKillican and O'Neill, but not the last two. Instead, he chose University of Michigan Police Sergeant Christian Corelli as the third finalist. Ryan explains.
His consistency and long-term work at the University of Michigan and the way he wrote his answers just impressed me. And so it's a little bit of a diversity choice as well, just a little bit different background than normal.
Ryan says Casey and Podody didn't score highly with him because of some questionable background issues and apparent distance from on-the-ground police work. Let's talk a little more about the three finalists. Corelli has worked in the University of Michigan Police Department since 2000, working his way from officer to sergeant. Most recently, he was put in charge of the Detective Bureau of the department. Corelli didn't seem to stand out to any of the Public Safety Commission members. O'Neill is a police sergeant in the 50,000-person town of La Crosse, Wisconsin. He has spent his entire police career in Wisconsin and has been at the La Crosse Department since 2005. He says in his application that he is interested in Haines because he and his wife want to live in a small town. Here's Firstman.
The intangible here is he hasn't been tested at that level yet, so this would be a step up for him to be in a to go from a small fish in a big pond to a very big fish in a small pond.
McKillican is the only Alaskan finalist. He has been chief of police in Hoonah since late 2014. Before that, he served since 2005 at Fort Wainwright, working in various roles, including as a training officer. He has also worked as a police officer in Fairbanks. The three finalists will be invited to Haines May 13th and 14th for in-person interviews and a community meet and greet. Four borough manager candidates will also visit Haines in May to interview in person for the top borough job. The assembly narrowed down the list of finalists at a meeting Tuesday night. There was some conflict about who seemed right for the job. The four finalists include candidates with town administration experience in Maryland, Colorado, and Florida, and a Coast Guard director with Alaska roots. Dennis Koenig received the most support in an initial vote by assembly members. Koenig has been city manager in the 1,000-person town of Lahara, Colorado, since 2011. He came to city management later in his career after working many years in the private sector, including owning his own construction business. Here's Richard Firstman, who the assembly hired to conduct the manager search.
He seemed to me like a veteran manager.
The assembly was also in agreement over Mark Carrot, the director of administrative services in Hillsborough County, Florida. He's been in that position since 2008, and before that worked in planning and community development. Firstman said when asked how he would handle the challenges of Haines' remoteness and sometimes unforgiving weather conditions, Carrot said,
The warmth doesn't come from the temperature, it comes from the community. And the acceptance and being able to feel like you're part of something real and you can make a difference.
After some debate, the assembly added Ken Decker to the roster of finalists. He is currently administrator in Caroline County, Maryland. Before that, he was manager in the 6,000-person Maryland town of Hampstead. Firstman said he was one of the most qualified candidates and that he thoroughly researched Haines before the job interview. The assembly had a hard time agreeing on a fourth finalist. Some favored Coast Guard Director William Seward, who is currently the Director of Auxiliary and Recreational Boating Safety at a base in Miami. Seward is Alaska native and has connections to the state, but borough management would be new to him. Other assembly members favored candidate Susan Jensen, the operations manager for a homeowners organization in Bayshore, Alaska. She applied for the Haines manager job 3 years ago. Here's Assemblyman George Campbell, who phoned into the meeting.
This person in the group is the closest to a Haines individual of anybody you'll ever find, I think, in a job interview.
Assemblymember Ron Jackson suggested it would be good to include Jensen in the finalists for diversity. Assemblyman Tresham Gregg agreed, saying people have asked him if there are any female candidates for manager.
There is interest, I believe, in the community for a woman in this position.
Assemblymembers Diana Lapham and Margaret Friednauer balked at including Jensen because of her gender. Here's Lapham.
In my mind, they're all rated for their competency and the job that they can do, their qualifications, so on and so on and so on and so on. A woman or a man, it does not even enter my mind. So I don't like that. Referral.
Lapham and Friednauer said they did not think Jensen was qualified enough for the manager job. The majority favored Seward over Jensen, so he was added as the fourth finalist. The finalists will come to Haines May 13th and 14th for in-person interviews. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And don't forget, we won't have evening newscasts on Thursday and Friday because the news team will be traveling to a journalism conference.